I just got a text from America's pastor, Pastor Wright. We haven't had him in a while either. We need to get him on. He sent me a scripture, Daniel 11:32. Those who do wickedly against the covenant, he shall corrupt with flattery. But the people who know their God shall be strong and carry out great exploits. And one of the people carrying out those exploits and is on that wall warning, helping. I mean, really, Russ is the man. When people, they're abused, they're out of their mind, they got multiple personalities going on, they don't even know what planet they're on sometimes. He's the one that has to kind of deal with them and try to get them back and healed how God wants them to be, how they're created after all the damage has been done. I mean, think about that. Think about what kind of person it takes to be able to even stomach that in his network of people. He certainly deserves your support and, deserves your prayers, and we declare protection on his good work. So, Russ, I wanted to have you on. I didn't want to kind of end the interview. This is a heavy interview, obviously. We're going to have you on again relatively soon to go from here and get deeper into some of these things. During the break, you were talking to Dr. Rogers. Dr. Rogers may have hung up by now. I don't know. She may be totally freaked out. I don't know. But we're going to have her on. Why don't you leave us, kind of sum this up in a positive way? You know, how should we take this for somebody? Yeah. This may be the first time we're hearing this. Just go ahead.
Yeah, sure. I mean, it is. It's you know, I've had to deal with it for years and years and years, hundreds of cases, and just I've seen the blood and guts of, you know, engaging in face-to-face engagement with the demonic side, the whole thing, looking at the biblical side, looking at the research side, looking at, you know, ripping into the underground. So here's how I always tell people. I'm concerned for the world because of what's to come. What's here now is bad enough, but what's to come is unprecedented, as Jesus said, destruction to come. And there's plot and plan and all that behind this. So, but when I say this, I'm concerned for the world. Yes, I know who I believe. Jesus, you know, saved me over 40 years ago. I came out of the world of the cult and drugs and bar fighting and craziness and wasn't raised in church. So when I got saved, the Spirit of God came in and I came to know God, to walk with God these 40 years. You know, God is God and Satan is not. God is infinite and Satan is finite. God is perfect and holy and Satan, of course, is corrupted. So there is a dark side, massive agenda. And many who will embrace it will fall with it. But on the other hand, there's no greater, I say it on my radio broadcast, nobody loves you more, nobody knows you better, nobody wants you more than God himself. And Jesus, the demons, Satan, fear him. He decimated them. He triumphed over all of that by the cross. The Nazis talked about pure blood. No, the only pure blood was Jesus. And the blood of God, the blood shed by Jesus, pure, a sinless Savior. So there's a message of unprecedented hope. Jesus is the hero of humanity. There is a salvation that includes forgiveness, freedom, empowerment, protection, and ultimately, Daniel, indestructible immortality and us being able to see God face to face. So God is involved in the redemption side. God is involved with eventually ending the dark side. But that can begin now when we come to Jesus, when we come to know him personally. And so I don't live in fear. I want to live fiercely against that dark side. It's the demons that need to run. The real church should be the aggressor, and we should stand in great power and in great hope. And we're going to, as believers in Jesus, going to see the face of God and see him bring all radical evil to its end. And that's good news.
Well, I really appreciate what you just said, and I love what you just said. One of the things that I've been saying or believing, that this agenda that you've described, it needs us. It needs our capitulation. It needs our acceptance of evil. It's not like, you know, if they'd want to do this tomorrow if they could. Obviously they can't, or it's not their time, or they don't have the power. We have to give our will over to it. So us as individuals, everybody has their own relationship, our own connection. We can, in our family, in our homes, in our individual mind, we can seal ourselves up against this assault and be impenetrable to this. And that's what I see. And then the communities and groups and families, that's what we need here. And so
the scripture that the pastor friend wrote to you, astounding good verse. There's great exploits to be done by us, by you, by even having a show like this. It will set some people into, hey, I've got to look into this, and I got to become powerful. I got to know where I am protected. So it's important.
Yes, very good. It is such a pleasure to talk to you. It's a pretty thick book. I haven't read all of it, but I've read quite a bit of it. And I just really wanted to have you on, and it just became appropriate, really, with all the shootings. We're going to get you on again sometime within the next month for and we'll just continue from here. We'll just go deeper into some of these things about the Nazis and what have you, their connection. And just a real pleasure. God bless you, and God keep you, Russ. Thank you so much for coming on today.
Appreciate it. Blessings to you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, if she's still there, if she hasn't hung up yet, we have one of my absolute favorites. One of my absolute favorites, Dr. Sherry Rogers. Of course, she has an accomplishment list as long as my arm, longer, both my arms. And she wants to see you healthy, and she can see through the medical establishment and right to the core facts, and her track record is impeccable. We're so glad to have her on. Dr. Rogers, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Oh, thank you. You know, that was interesting, your previous show, because it ties in with other things that we've talked about. Well, because you have to have a healthy brain, and in this era, there are so many environmental chemicals in our air, food, and water that are damaging the brains. When we see the chemistry of people who are starting to lose their memory, they're getting macular degeneration, they're getting depressed, anything to deal with the brain function and the eyes, which are an extension of the brain, when we see their molecular biochemistry, which medicine totally ignores, we see why they have their problem. The brains are literally starving for the right fatty acids. They have heavy metal toxicities from all of our environmental pollutants. The minerals are so low. And so anyway, a lot of that's in Depression Cured at Last. And then the next book, which goes into the most common deficiencies we've seen in that 11-page essay, is How to Cure Diabetes. Because actually, like Alzheimer's is called diabetes of the brain anyway. I mean, it's all the same chemistry. It's all God's chemistry.
What do you mean by that, diabetes of the brain, Alzheimer's and diabetes? Explain that.
It's all the same chemistry. We could have just as well called How to Cure Diabetes, How to Cure Alzheimer's, or How to Cure something else, heart disease, whatever, because it's all God's chemistry. It's all the chemistry of the human body, the miraculous, which man has never been able to totally duplicate. He can't make ATP, energy, and yet we make it every moment of our existence that we're alive. So, it just brings me back to there are only two causes for all disease. The nutrient levels go down and the toxicity levels go up. So if we look at those and fix them, then we have things that are absolutely cured instead of medicine, which is just drugging things, poisoning an enzymatic pathway that no longer works. And, like the beta blockers, the ACE inhibitors, everything is a blocker, inhibitor, whatever, a poison, an antibiotic, because that's all that medicine has for their tools. They just poison or turn off or turn down a pathway that's already broken and malfunctioning. Whereas in this form of medicine, we show people how to find the cause and the cure so you actually get better. So it's so much more fun.
I talked to you during the break briefly, and I asked you if you played tennis this morning. You said, oh, no, I'm way too busy. You've been on phone consultations, what have you. And you made the comment that there's so many people across the world who are suffering, who are broken, and you're trying to put them back together. You've been doing this for a long time. Are people getting sicker? Are they getting better? Are they getting more awake to this the type of knowledge? What are you seeing?
Oh, the world is, when I see, consults. I do consults for our readers of our 15 books and 30 years of the newsletter in 2 dozen countries. So it will be not unusual for me to be speaking with someone in Dubai, London, Singapore, Australia, all the states, all the Canadian provinces, etc. And when they send their records for the last few years, plus the 11-page essay that looks that then I show them how they got sick and what they have to do to get well. It's of their vitamins, minerals, fatty acids, amino acids, organic. It's their chemistry that medicine totally ignores, and yet every doctor could do it, and most of them have never even heard of the test, much less know how to interpret it. But the fascinating thing is that it gives people their lives back. They get off their medicines. They get rid of their symptoms, and they get healthy again. I'm no smarter than any other doctor. I was just sicker, which forced me to study all this biochemistry. Everything I say, I'm a junkie, a reference junkie. Everything I say, we have the scientific backup someplace in our 15 books and 30 years of the newsletter. Because what we try to do is empower people, make them too smart to fail, show them how to fix things like the brain, macular degeneration, diabetes, atrial fibrillation, etc. These things are all curable. But in our medical establishment in the United States, they, if you look at the practice guidelines, which we show people in the newsletters, it's all take this drug, this drug, this drug. When that fails, you might put in this device or do a surgery, and then they're done. They never look for cause and cure. And so that's what we try to show everybody to do.
The website's prestigepublishing.com. You can sign up for the newsletter. You can get any of the books that we talk about today. A fantastic resource. Having some of her books, I consider one of the most important thing in my bookshelf. I don't have all of these, but I have several of them. My wife, she's been reading, and so she'll tell me, hey, did you know this? Did you know that? It's great. We got a bunch of questions. There's a bunch of email. Let's start right now with the email questions.
Sure.
Is that okay? All right.
Sure.
Let me look up here. A couple questions about juicing, about fruits. What do you think about all the hype of celery juice cleanse?
It's fine for people to do. We did a whole article on all of the phytonutrients that are in celery. And plus in the book, The High Blood Pressure Hoax, we showed studies where they just gave people four stalks of celery a day, and a number of them decreased their blood pressure and didn't need medication again. Because phytonutrients in foods have very strong antioxidant, anti-inflammatory properties. To do it extensively, then you raise your carbohydrate levels and you increase your insulin, and then you can, it depends on all the other factors that are going on with a person. For example, I'll see people who are doing particular diets that many of their friends have improved with, but when I see their chemistry, they're so low, for example, in magnesium, that they're lucky they had a consultation, because it's a level where people who are in their 30s and 40s suddenly die and nobody can resuscitate them, because the main symptom from low magnesium is cardiac arrest. And some of these people are really great athletes and they're very healthy. Others are very sick. So medications like Prilosec and Nexium and all those things have robbed their magnesium. And for others who are on the other end of the spectrum, who are healthier and very active, when they sweat a lot with their athletics, they lose a lot of magnesium. And then other people have too much alcohol or whatever, and they lose magnesium. And that's just one mineral out of dozens of factors in our blood. When we look at people who are depressed or any symptom whatsoever, a lot of times the cell membranes are literally starving for the right fatty acids like the cod liver oil, and choked with the wrong ones, like the omega-6s, the grocery store oils that are have trans fats, the canolas, the corn oil, safflower oil, etc. So anyway, it's just so fascinating to be able to turn it around. We get letters from people that say, you know, my husband and I are 86 and 88, and we have no medicines, no symptoms, thank you. We heard from a lady whose husband went in for cataract surgery. The doctors came out and said, well, we fixed his cataract, but now he's in atrial fibrillation, and we're going to send in the doctor to do ablation. And she said, oh, well, just wait a few hours. She ran home, got some magnesium, and cured him. So they didn't need to destroy the heart, nerve, and muscle. I mean, these people are very proactive.
What did the doctor say when that happened?
Oh, they're clueless. They just don't, you know. My husband and I have interviewed over 30 cardiologists in the last 8 years, and not one of them even knows what a tocotrienol is. I mean, that's pretty pathetic. They have no idea what a tocotrienol is. For example, one of the things that tocotrienols do, and there are many, you can't heal cancers without them, et cetera. They're part of vitamin E. We've talked about them extensively in the last few books, the last few years of the newsletter. One of the things they do is they're HMG-CoA reductase inhibitors, meaning they do the same thing the statins do, like Lipitor, Crestor, Vytorin, only they don't cause Alzheimer's, cancers, et cetera, that those medicines do. They just fix you and make you healthier. And it's one of the, it's part of the eight forms of real vitamin E. But most docs have never even heard of them. Tocotrienol. So start reading about them in the books and the newsletters the last few years.
I know what a tocotrienol is because I talked to you.
You do.
Because you told me. That's how I know. Now I know about it.
There was just an article last month, July 9th, in Journal of the American Medical Association. You know how I always use it for my comic book. the article title was Primary Prevention of Sudden Cardiac Death. Do you think there was anything in there, Daniel, about even checking a magnesium, much less the RBC or zinc or selenium or anything else, or the fatty acids? No. The primary prevention is first a beta blocker, then an ACE inhibitor, then some steroids. In other words, poison, poison, poison. They don't fix anything. They are utterly clueless and dangerously so.
Well, let me piggyback on this question that we had. What do you think about types of celery juice cleanse? Okay, there's a lot of other cleanses. There's, you know, I've heard of, you know, maple syrup with cayenne pepper and lemon. I mean, I've heard all kind of things. Cleanses in general where you don't, it's kind of where you don't eat for a while and then you have some kind of cleanse. Fasting or short-term fasting, your feeling about that?
Excellent. We are the only animals that eat three times a day. Normal animals in the wild and humans in the past evolution did not eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner. We eat so much. Plus, you look around, I mean, my gosh, some people have a constant infusion of food and drink. They're always carrying something, eating something, and there's a huge amount of evidence that if we miss a meal every day, and shorten the amount of time during which we are eating, you know, like from 2 to 7 or 1 to 5 or whatever, that we just have a couple of meals. And if you even miss a day here and there, it will not kill you. And it plus it lowers insulin resistance, which is a main cause of obesity. Obesity is not caused by fat. It is caused by insulin resistance.
Ooh, that's very interesting.
There's huge evidence for all of this, and we're going into it in the newsletters shortly.
Oh, so what would be a good, like, once a month, don't eat for 24 hours, once a week, or what?
Depends on your chemistry, on what you are so, what is wrong with you. You know, because then we have all these crystal ball tests. We have tests that know, that show that doctors do not do normally, that show, and they've been around for decades, they'll show if you have 3 days to live, 3 weeks, 3 months, and this is if you feel wonderful. This is not being sick.
Mm.
But there are crystal ball tests that do this. In fact, we did one on a gentleman who is an active tennis player. You know, we're surrounded by tennis players. And he had a heart attack 7 or 8 years ago, was on all sorts of medicines, and then he connected with us and got his chemistry straightened around. So he got off all medicines for blood pressure and cholesterol and had no medicines, no symptoms, and playing tennis in his late 60s, early 70s. And he had a consult with me. We did one of some of the crystal ball tests, and I said, you need immediate bypass surgery. He said, what? I feel wonderful. I just played a great game yesterday. It was 85 degrees. I said, you definitely need it. And I said, it's going to be a tough haul because you're going to be refused and laughed at by several cardiologists until you finally find one who will do a cath. When they did, and he went through several, when they did, the cardiologist came running into the wife in the waiting room and said, we can't understand it. His LAD, the Widowmaker, is 99% occluded. We don't even know how he's alive, much less no symptoms, much less playing tennis with no symptoms every day, several times a week. Because when people fix what's broken in the body, we find that we don't get the same symptoms of other people. Plus, look at all the people who had no symptoms. I mean, Tim Russert, the CBS correspondent, died at his desk at 58. Larry King didn't have left arm pain. He had two days of right arm pain, and people just kept saying to him, "You don't look well," but he didn't feel that bad. And then look at all the people who just dropped dead, because if you have a low enough MAG, you cannot. There's no amount of cardioversion in the emergency room that can restore the electricity to a heart that doesn't have enough magnesium to make that electricity. And anyway, so people should, you know, read, "Is your cardiologist killing you?" The high blood pressure hoax, the cholesterol hoax. They should get themselves smart, because medicine is not smart. It's totally drugs, devices, surgery. There's no looking for cause and cure. There are other crystal ball tests. We have quinolinate. It shows if the brain is deteriorating, even if you have no symptoms. And heaven forbid if you have some, like, oh, you can't remember people's names after a while, and it's right on the tip of my tongue, and oh, it's a senior moment. They're already starting to deteriorate. The good news is it's all reversible, but they don't know it. And as the Wall Street Journal will show you, every drug for Alzheimer's has failed, as it should. It doesn't fix the chemistry. There's no looking at the RBC, zinc, magnesium, selenium, copper, the eicosapentaenoic, docosahexaenoic, the main fatty acids in the brain. It's just drug and poison. So if people want really good health, they have to go after it themselves, because nobody's going to do it for them.
You never cease to amaze me, Dr. Rogers, and you're, I mean, it's just, it's stunning to our perception of things in our society, what we think of doctors, what we think of the medical industry, and then to have you talk so plainly and just, you know, talk about them like they're a little flea. I mean, just, but we make monuments to them, and but we keep getting sicker. It's sad. More questions on the other side, I promise. We only did one listener question. We got several more. On the other side with Dr. Sherry Rogers, PrestigePublishing.com, PrestigePublishing.com. You're listening to the Power Hour. Stay tuned.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy and plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong. Now, you can give your body and your immune system a mega boost of disease-fighting oxygen with all-natural Oxy-C. With so many people now leading a sedentary indoor lifestyle, most are in a chronic state of oxygen deprivation, which sets up a perfect environment for disease, general fatigue, and a host of other symptoms. Oxy-C is yours in simple, convenient capsules. Nothing to mix, nothing to hassle with. Take it with juice or water anytime. Feel a cold or flu approaching? Have no energy or spark anymore? Try all-natural Oxy-C and prepare to be amazed. Oxy-C is only available from New Earth Health Solutions at Rents.com. Look for the New Earth banner at Rents.com.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
If you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you'll know that Fukushima, the greatest calamity in history, has now, as I've been warning since 3/11, killed off virtually the whole North Pacific Ocean and especially up and down the entire West Coast. The radiation is migrating inland and is moving across the entire country. There's only one proven defender to radiation exposure, the brilliant Chernobyl-proven discovery of Dr. Michael Kiriak, which combines the four most potent and powerful algae on the planet, imported to the U.S. and known as Bio's Superfood. I've taken Bio's Superfood every day for several years now and want you to do the same for your sake and the health and safety of your family and loved ones. Take the banner at the top of Rents.com and prepare to learn how to save your life.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Numana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food storage I love to eat. Yum!
Every time we have her on, I learn something. The products that she's mentioned, of course, the phosphatidylcholine, the cod liver oil. We don't sell the cod liver oil, but I recommend Carlson. She does, too, in the glass. You want it in a glass bottle. The phosphatidylcholine, the powder like you need that we sell, the detox cocktail. If you're not detoxing, then what are you doing? If you're not getting this nutrient to your DNA, to your cells, then how are you going to get it if you're not getting it this way? The alpha lipoic acid R, the R version, the full spectrum vitamin E, not some, half baked, formula that you get at most big box stores that just really do more harm than good. All these products at the Power Mall. This is how you get better, ladies and gentlemen. This is how nutrients fortify your body and your body is able to heal itself. God has programmed your body to do and to perform and to be healthy, not to be broke down and sick and in pain and swollen and what have you. So, of course, Strauss Heart Drops, 10% off, REM Sleep to help you sleep. If you wake up and you're still tired, that's a good, get a good night's sleep. You need the four stages of sleep. You need to get into that REM sleep. Check out that at the Power Mall, thepowermall.com, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. Thank you so much for your purchases, your donations, and your prayers. Getting back to Dr. Rogers. Let's go to a couple other questions. I didn't get very far on these questions list. What are your recommendations on juicing fruits? I like to juice fruits a few times a week, but worried about that they're too sugary. Your thoughts about juicing in general?
Well, again, that's the part of it. Depends on, it's like the celery question. We don't know anything about the person who's asking it. If they're 400 pounds or if they're 100 pounds, it makes a huge difference. If they have adequate minerals and fatty acids or if their cell membranes are choked with the wrong ones, look around. The recommendation for 6 to 9 fruits and vegetables a day has created huge insulin resistance. And
explain that. What do you mean created?
Fat people.
Explain the juices or the fruits have created insulin. Explain that process in the body.
Carbohydrates trigger insulin release. And if you are missing specific nutrients, then, for example, your insulin receptors don't work well. So insulin levels go higher and higher. And if nobody corrects those insulin receptors, then as the insulin goes higher, that's the main mechanism for storing fat. And that's why we lead the world in fat people. We are the fattest nation. We are the number one most expensive healthcare system on the planet, but we are not number one, two, or three in health. We are number 43. 42 other countries have better health than we do. And we lead the world in fat people, sick people, people on drugs, etc. We lead the world in chronic disease. Mm. And part of it is what we talked about in this year's newsletter, the 7M, starting with January's issue. By the way, we could offer your readers a 20% discount. They have to give a code of PP121. PP, think of prestigepublishing.com, PP121, and 20% off on the books or electronic versions of the newsletter, but not the paper one. They're too expensive to make.
Yes, certainly. It's kind of a similar question. What are the best sugar alternatives, honey, agave, stevia?
They all trigger insulin. And insulin triggers fat storage. And so it gets into a whole other category of things that we'll be writing about shortly in the newsletter, because this nation of obesity, we have to show people how to reverse it. And part of that comes from having more fat and less carbs. And right now, everyone has a fear of fat, but it is not fat that has caused arteriosclerosis. It is, as the American Heart Association's main journal, Circulation, showed in 2002, insulin is what causes endothelial dysfunction, high blood pressure, diabetes, pre-diabetes, metabolic syndrome, non-alcoholic steatohepatitis or NASH, fatty liver disease, all these, quote, new diagnoses, they're all the same chemistry. And now we know how to fix them. And you have to first start with fixing your chemistry. For folks who cannot afford the test, the book How to Cure Diabetes, because I never leave anybody out, even if you don't have diabetes, that shows the most common deficiencies that we've seen in the 30 years the test has been around, that we've been doing it. And it also shows folks how to order their own test if their doctor is unknowledgeable or unwilling. Usually it's both. And anyway, it's the best test I've seen in 50 years of medicine, because it looks at 11 pages of their molecular biochemistry and shows how they got sick. And if they're not sick, it shows where they're headed, because it's also a crystal ball. It shows that they could be in deep trouble, or they might even have a cancer that's there and they don't even know about it, or the brain is deteriorating, or they're on their way to a heart attack. And so that's part of the beauty of these tests, is that it shows where you stand. If all of medicine did this one test, oh my gosh, it would turn everything all around. It would be so fascinating, but it would never happen.
Well, let me ask you more about that test. Explain, what's the name of this test? I know you mentioned this every time you come on. It's in your books. So if somebody goes and gets, their doctor won't do it, explain a little bit about what's the name of the test?
They need the directions that are in How to Cure Diabetes or the last couple of years of the newsletter. Because they have to go to, we found a website in the Wall Street Journal, of all places, where people can order their own test, the directlabs.com. And then they have to know to order the Metametrics Cardioion and scroll down, get that ordered. And then when they get the script, they have to call Genova that bought the test, but there's no one there that knows how to interpret it properly, as we've seen many times over, and then get the kit, follow the directions. So they need step-by-step help, and that's more than what we could do right here on a short show and short questions.
Yes. So literally, for people, they're unsure about their body, How to Cure Diabetes, several of these books, but How to Cure Diabetes, it'll tell you
and
about this test.
And the last couple of years of the newsletter, that'll get them quite a ways.
So it'll walk them through what to do. So at the end of it, they'll probably know way more than their doctor.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, they have to guide them. In fact, we're having articles coming up showing them how to show their doctor how to write prescriptions, because they don't know how to write prescriptions. For example, in 2011, Total Wellness newsletter, we did articles on things that you should have at home to save your life, and it has saved many people's lives who have had heart attacks, pulmonary emboli, strokes, and they're all alive because they had these emergency medicines at home. And what we found was that 99% of doctors are afraid of them because they don't know anything about them, and second of all, they don't even know how to write the prescription. So we're putting all those details, I think, coming up in a few months in the newsletter, so that we can show them how to show their doctor how to write a script. It's a pretty sad world when you don't know how to write for heparin or magnesium, 1,000 milligrams per teaspoon, or
How does that go? I can't see that normally going well with a doctor. Hey, you don't know how to write this script. Let me show you how to write this script I need. I can't see that going
because
well.
Because then they will pull out, for example, their cardioion and show them and see, look, I'm dangerously low. I'm in the first quintile. I'm off the chart for magnesium. That means I could have had a heart attack yesterday and died. Fortunately, I didn't because my body's still stealing magnesium from my bones. But would you please give me a prescription for this, the most potent form there is, which is a prescription form of magnesium, because I've been taking mag and it hasn't been working. See, the work of living in this world uses up more nutrients than ever before. Every day we are losing so many nutrients in the work of detoxifying the thousands of chemicals that we are exposed to. Atrazine is the number one, most people have never heard of it. It's the major weed killer that's in most water supplies in the United States because it's used on corn fields to kill the weeds in between the corn plants. And this is like a chemical castration. It causes feminization of infants and children. It makes animals in the wild mate with the same sex. It lowers testosterone dramatically, and it goes on and on. It raises prostate cancer. It's one of the many what we call EEDs, environmental endocrine disruptors. Most of the chemicals in our environment now damage the glands. They go right to the thyroid. Like Teflon, people who eat out all the time. Those cooks cook with aluminum and Teflon pans and other cookware. That damages the thyroid. The Teflon has enough fluoride in it to kick out the iodine in the thyroid gland. So now people are hypothyroid. But as we showed in the newsletter the last couple of years, the test for thyroid that people have from Quest and LabCorp, the norms were made on bloods that were kicking around the lab 30, 40 years ago. And those people were very sick. So they are not norms. If they'd been smart, they would have taken people who had no symptoms and no medicine. So then we had to put the actual norms in the newsletter so that people could then get their tests from their doctor and check out to see. For example, the normal T3 thyroid hormone, the level should be over 3.5. But the lab says 2.2 to 4.4 is normal. That's not normal. And the other problem is that if people are low in thyroid, the endocrinologist usually prescribes Synthroid or levothyroxine. Well, that's synthetic T4. That's not the active thyroid hormone. It has to be converted to T3. But if you don't have enough selenium, you can't do it. Do you think I have ever, in all the thousands of records I've seen from cardiologists, endocrinologists, all the people I do, you know, when I do their phone consults, I look at their last 3 years of records they send me. I've never seen an endocrinologist check an RBC selenium. Never. In 50 years of practice.
Now, you must be psychic or something.
People are in trouble.
You kind of addressed this in your last segment here, but another question was, what about the fertility rates? Why are sperm counts so low? What's going on there?
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is it. I mean, it's just everything. The genetically, well, in short, if they read this year, starting with January 2019 of Total Wellness, they will see the main causes of all of this, because you start with medications. So many of those damage the crucial nutrients that are needed for that. And then genetically modified foods. And, well, just take the mercury high fructose corn syrup. I mean, if you want to create 100 rats with diabetes or umpteen other diseases, just give them high fructose corn syrup. Or give them the phthalates, the plastics that are in the plastic water bottles that everybody's drinking out of. We can create diabetes with the statin drugs that everybody's on, Lipitor. We can create it with mercury, high fructose corn syrup. We can create it with the phthalates, the plasticizers. Oh, and you can create diabetes or any other disease, doesn't matter, Alzheimer's, et cetera, with a host of other, the trans fats. They're in all of the oils, most of the oils that are in the grocery store. The omega-6 corn oil, Mazola corn oil, and the safflower oil, and the soybean oil. Those are the worst things for your health. We know exactly how, and we measure them all the time, and we see how people's cells are choked. And then when you show them how to get off those, and which they can start with how to cure diabetes, and is your cardiologist killing you? A lot of these will show them in the last few years of the newsletters. There's so many ways to do it. But they have to learn how to do it because there's no one else to show them.
Now, would you say that, listening to you, you tell me, it seems like the number one mineral that people are missing or the most crucial to all these things, it seems like it hangs on magnesium. Would you say that's kind of the most prominent one that we're deficient in?
Well, it doesn't matter. It's just that it's one that we have focused on because it can cause any symptom from eye twitches to depression to exhaustion. But the main symptom is sudden cardiac arrest.
Ooh.
Boom, you're dead.
Not good.
So, we've gone through in the newsletter zinc. In fact, we did a whole paper, a medical paper for doctors as well, showing that just even though zinc is in 300 enzymes, just showing 10 of them how it can create every single disease, anything you want. You can create fatty liver, you can create diabetes, you can create heart disease, you can create GERD, you can create whatever. And, now, every time you turn on TV, well, now I keep seeing Prilosec OTC over the counter, which means you don't need a prescription for it anymore because the patent wore off. And you have to be dumber than a person who takes statins to take that because it is actually... in fact, they should just read No More Heartburn and get rid of the heartburn rather than take Prilosec because it works by poisoning the production of acid in the stomach, which sounds like a good thing. No, now you don't absorb your nutrients.
Mm.
And so people are going to have, there's going to be even more sudden death because people will not absorb enough magnesium, zinc, selenium, et cetera.
Here's a question from Diane. She always has a question for you. So, Diane, thank you for sending these questions. It's a little lengthy. I'll read it to you. In the August 2019 Total Wellness newsletter, you wrote, quote, "But don't forget that PC powder, meaning phosphatidylcholine, is one of several crucial anchors for DHA, enabling it to flip-flop and provide the plasticity, flexibility, that is missing in the chemistry of all diseases, including Alzheimer's. Use the 8 forms of real vitamin E to protect this membrane chemistry, for this is exactly how people have healed mysterious diseases with just the most rudimentary membrane repair of tablespoon of lemon-flavored cod liver oil in glass, a heaping teaspoon of phosphatidylcholine, and glycine powder, a chelate zinc, and one each of E, Gems, Elite, and 2 tocotrienols. That was a long question to get to this. Should these nutrients necessarily be taken together?
Doesn't matter. And another anchor for that is PS 100, stands for phosphatidylserine, because that also made humans' brains 12 years younger in 3 months. And
Whoa.
It's also one of the anchors for the cod liver oil in the cell membrane. See, a lot of cardiologists are starting to learn, they can't ignore it because there are like hundreds of papers showing that you're a complete idiot if you don't prescribe cod liver oil to your heart patients, but most of them don't. But now they've latched onto fish oil, which is usually a poor quality, and a lot of times it's esterified, which means it's gone through a chemical process that makes it less effective. But then they forget the anchor, so forget it, it doesn't even work anyway, and then they use the prescription one, which is even worse. But anyway, so she's absolutely right. A lot of people, just to fix their cell membrane, and this is all described in the last couple of years of the newsletters, and it's in Is Your Cardiologist Killing You? I think it's in How to Cure Diabetes. So there are lots of ways, because the cell membrane is like the computer keyboard of the whole body. So if that's damaged, which it is in most people now, because of the 7M, which we talked about in January issue of this year, they can fix it a lot of times with just cod liver oil in glass and PC powder, the anchor, the eight forms of E, which is one EGEMS Elite, one Gamma EGEMS, and two tocotrienols. That's because real vitamin E is eight entities, four tocopherols and four tocotrienols, alpha, beta, delta, gamma, and if you don't have them all in right ratios, then you can actually be triggering cancers, etc., and you don't want to. And it works so magically to make people healthier.
You mentioned heartburn.
The problem, you know, I've always said, gee, I don't like the idea that people have to take nutrients. Why can't we just eat good food? The reason? We have now over 85,000 chemicals, most of which have not been tested. And if we think we're sick, the polar bears in the Arctic, and this is right out of the Environmental Health Perspectives 2006, I've sort of a semi-photographic memory, the polar bears in the Arctic were the cleanest air, food, and water on the planet. They have in their blood levels, they have plasticizers, naphthalene. They don't use mothballs. They've got PCBs. They have human diseases, hypothyroidism, osteoporosis. They shouldn't have these. They actually, guys go down with helicopters and tranquilizer guns, and they draw the blood, shoot the polar bear, draw his blood, and then let him recoup and gallop away. And that's how they find all these things. Oh, and they x-ray them, too, to find their osteoporosis and so forth. So anyway, it's a whole new world.
So how are they getting those chemicals all the way up there? I mean, how is that happening?
It's in the air, and it's in the ice. It's in the water.
Getting all the way up there? I mean, I guess to the fish or something? I don't know. They eat fish as their main diet, right?
Right. But we, you know, where does man put his garbage when he wants to get rid of it?
I guess the ocean. Yeah.
Yeah. Because he thinks that's like forever and it won't matter. The ocean or the air. He tries to burn it, send it into the air. I mean, the poor people who live in Texas and whatnot, every time they turn around, there's a chemical plant throwing up. They have more hexanes, volatile organic hydrocarbons, et cetera. And by the way, we can measure all these things in people's blood. And some of my readers are very wealthy, and they have done all these tests. You can spend like $5,000-$6,000 measuring all these different chemicals in your blood. But I always say, don't bother, because we know we all have them.
And, they're all there. Don't worry.
Yeah, better just spend $19 and read Detoxify or Die and start getting it out of you. And you have to detox some way every day, whether it's nutrients or far infrared or the detoximin suppositories, which are better than IV chelation. They're in the book, The High Blood Pressure Hoax. So we need to detox. Every day when you go to bed, you should say to yourself, okay, I know I tanked up on bad stuff today. Is my composite, did I make myself better, same, or worse? And you want to try to go to bed making yourself better. And that's why people do the detox cocktail.
Well, that's what I was going to ask. Talk about that briefly. We sell that with the phosphatidylcholine or separate. You know, you can get them at the Power Mall. Talk about specifically that detox cocktail. We got about 2 minutes.
Well, there are multiple pathways in which the human body detoxifies. And they've artificially put it into phase one and phase two, and so we tried to make it as simple as possible by saying, okay, leading nutrients in phase one would be vitamin C, and in phase two would be glutathione, and to recycle those would be our lipoic acid. So let's have people at least start with that. And then if they're more savvy, in 2018 of TW, the Total Wellness Newsletter, is the sulfur, which is even more potent, detoxification, how to do that. And there, and then in the high blood pressure hoax is are the suppositories that are cheaper, easier, quicker, safer than IV chelation. You know, people go and sit for 4 hours with an IV a couple of times a week for months on end to detoxify. You can do it with a suppository in the high blood pressure hoax. And then also do the sulfur detoxification in 2018, TW. And be sure you know the main causes of all of our degeneration and why we lead the world in chronic diseases. And they're in 2019, TW.
What, hey, Dr. Rogers, what about piggybacking on the suppositories? What about coffee enemas?
That's in the book Wellness Against All Odds, Coffee Enemas. That's another way. There are many ways to detox. We go through them in different books and newsletters. We describe that in there. That's kind of the first book that a lot of people with cancers will read because they show that you can reverse cancers with the right amounts of vitamin E at Harvard, or A at Harvard. Anyway, that's just Wellness Against All Odds.
Well, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. The alpha lipoic R, the vitamin E, the detox cocktail, the phosphatidylcholine, all these and much more over at the Power Mall. PrestigePublishing.com is our website. You want these books? You need these books. You know, just start with one. Start with Detoxify or Die. Start with How to Cure Diabetes. Start with Is Your Cardiologist Killing You? Pick one of those. Start there. You can use the code PP, like people, PP121, and she'll give you 20% off, a very generous offer to our audience. Thank you so much. Dr. Rogers, it really is a pleasure. You are so valuable. I hope that people take advantage of you while we have you.
We just want to make them too smart to fail.
There you go. God bless you, ladies and gentlemen. We got a great broadcast tomorrow. We'll see you then.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Dr. Joe Schneller.
The efficacy that we're looking for, that we're going to prove, is that Carnivora wakes up this immune system and makes it dominant.
I highly recommend that you get started right away using Carnivora because it really will help you. Just follow the directions as the company gives them to you. And I just want everybody to know that there's been no one paid to do this. I'm doing this on my own because I care about everybody and want to see healthy people.
My husband has recovered tremendously after the physician suggested that he start taking Carnivora. When he was doing so well, I decided to start taking it as well, and we're both so pleased to be able to feel healthy again.
Hello, folks. Richard Ostro of Carnivora Research International here. Visit carnivora.com or call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's carnivora.com.